The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Number one anyway. On Netflix this week is Hostage, and yes, this is what we're going to talk about today.
I predicted this last week, not that anyone cares, because not everyone is loving this, but some people are saying this is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
What's not to love?
Yeah, exactly. I completely agree with you. So Saran Jones, who people might know as Dr. Foster from a couple of years ago, who played the most cuckolded of wives imaginable, and she had to administer as a doctor to the woman who was having an affair with her husband. A brilliant show. She's a great actress. She was in Coronation Street and all sorts of things. She plays Abigail Daunton, who is a pretty decent prime minister, if that's not an oxymoron in the modern times. And she is faced with a pretty horrendous situation. She's in the throes of, it's pretty new, she's prime minister, there's a health crisis, she can't get drugs that she needs.
The supply chain has broken for whatever reason. I mean, yes, we can talk Brexit or whatever, but they cannot get cancer drugs, they cannot get drugs for the NHS.
Exactly, and there are near riots on the streets. Now enter her counterpart from France, played by an equally brilliant actress, Julie Delpy. People will know from those movies, Before Sunrise and stuff, brilliant French actress. And she may hold the key to this, as in she might be able to supply the drugs.
But there's always a quid pro quo.
There is. And there's going to be something she wants to do with French immigration and stuff like that. And then, and we're going to get to that in a minute, because the first clip I want to play you is, amid all that chaos, a greater piece of chaos comes when her husband, who is a doctor with Médecins Sans Frontières, something very bad happens to him.
What's wrong?
30 minutes ago, a Médecins Sans Frontières jeep was found abandoned in Oyapock, French Guiana. A translator is dead. Alex and three other British doctors are missing. Prime Minister, it's our belief your husband has been abducted.
No.
You should take a moment.
Has anyone claimed responsibility?
Not as yet. It's the first incident we've had in the region. It's why there was no additional protection for Alex.
Have we any idea why they were taken?
It's usually about money, but we are yet to receive a ransom request.
Okay, it's interesting because it's French Guiana, which yes, of course links straight into the French politician who might have some influence as to what might occur there.
Exactly. So they're in the middle of this kind of argument about, can we get the drugs? Can you help us with emigration on our borders? And the French president has a strange suggestion about how the English may help. But then in the midst of all that comes the hostage situation with her husband, you know, and it's a very interesting conceit and brings up all sorts of moral quandaries, putting, you know, are you going to negotiate with terrorists? No, everybody says. But what if they've got your husband and you happen to be the prime minister? It's, as work problems go, it's up there.
Now, obviously, there are bits that you might find a little bit incredible, but I can suspend my disbelief in those situations because the narrative is very strong.
Absolutely. And that's what some people are having a problem with, that this is a bit daft. And I suppose it is, but I found it pretty propulsive viewing. And what I found was, maybe 30 minutes in, I was thinking, this is fine. And then it kind of really grabbed me by the seat of the pants. You mentioned it's French Guiana. So, and I don't want to give too much away, but the French Prime Minister becomes even more important then because it's French territory. So can they possibly help with an operation in French Guiana? And let's just say, without giving anything away, where the show really takes off is when they mount the first rescue attempt of her husband. We're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah,
we're very much in French Guiana.
Now, it's more complicated than that. Now, although the British Prime Minister and her husband have you know, fairly straightforward, happily married relationship, things are a little bit more complicated for the French.
Yeah. You see, I don't want to give too much away. But
no, you can't give too much away.
She has an interesting marriage. But then let's just say she has a stepson who, it's a really odd relationship. He doesn't seem to like his stepmother at all. But then things change a bit. But there's a blackmail that enters the scene to do with the French Prime Minister. And it's the best blackmail motif I've seen in a show in a very long time. And it completely turns the thing on its head. And then what I also like about this is, who has taken her husband? the identity of those people is very, very complicated, and it really keeps you guessing for a long time. And there are lots of trails to who they may be and how it might all be circling back.
And there are traitors in their midst.
There are many, many traitors in their midst. Now, what's also great is, I want to bring you another flavour, is this idea of the French and English prime ministers coming together. I mean, the French aren't the English old enemy, are they? That's probably more the Germans, but they've certainly...
No, they would be. The French would be the old enemy.
They would be.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have many enemies, I guess, the British over the years. But they
don't get the Germans and the English. You know, there's a lot of common antecedents there.
Oh, I suppose, yeah, that Anglo-Saxon thing and stuff like that, yes.
Yeah, and the royal family and all of that.
Yeah, of course, and all those complicated...
Now, Mountbatten was a Battenberg, don't forget. You know, so there's...
The French are the old enemy. Now that we've clarified that, you can even hear their animosity in the first time they meet.
En nom du peuple britannique, j'ai l'honneur de vous accueillir à Downing Street. I know that's all I've got.
Oh. That's 15 words more than your predecessor managed.
Right.
You wouldn't believe the conversations we had about how long I should be shaking your hand. I hope that was okay for you.
Yes, it's fine. Mm-hmm. I could learn a thing or two from you about the photographers, though.
I think with you it's all about the face muscles. You should avoid tense expressions.
Okay, I'll bear that in mind.
Tension.
A lot of tension. And then if there was more time, she comes up with the suggestion, and this isn't a spoiler because it's in the trailer, that the English would allow the French on their soil to stop with this migrant crisis. And that really, I've said a few times, it sets the cat amongst the pigeon, but there are a lot of these little bombs.
There
that
are
go
resonances
off.
Of what's going on in Britain today, you know,
very much
on street demonstrations and all of that.
Absolutely.
So it is compelling.
I was talking to the creator of this, Anne Saran Jones, on last week's Screen Time, and we were opinioning maybe that, you know, could this be a sign that occasionally politicians need to be given the benefit of the doubt, and that maybe it'd be better if a politician went in and stood up in the Dáil or the House of Commons or the White House and said something like, I had a really bad night, my daughter was sick last night, or I had to take my grandmother to hospital. Because it does investigate the whole idea of a politician having a life outside of the work, and should we allow them sympathy for that? So I think there's a huge amount going on in this.
I think it's great. It's number one on Netflix at the moment. What have you got on Screen Time this week?
Well, I have a packed show, but chief among the things I have this week, and I'm delighted to tell you this, is the Thursday Murder Club. You know that wildly successful?
Uh-huh.
It's now a series of novels, but the first one by Richard Osman has been turned into a movie with a stellar cast starring Richard Bronson and Helen Mirren. But I'm talking to the great Ben Kingsley this week about it, and he swears at me.
Okay, not 100% favourable reviews, I have to say, for the Thursday Murder Club.
Did you read the book?
I did, yeah.
Did you like the book?
I did.
To me, this is a straight-ahead translation to cinema of the book, so I think it's fairly pleasing, to be honest. Now, you can counter I'm an embedded journalist, but I do think it's pretty decent.
Okay. John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time, thank you very much. And that's all we have time for. Don't forget, our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to in the Newstalk app, powered by GoLad. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On Newstalk.